This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dila Prasai with the news. The headlines first. Task force formed to resolve intra-party dispute over CPN-UML begins issue-wise discussions. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli urges all to get united to solve problems of people keeping aside political ideologies. Health Ministry reports more than 2,634 new COVID-19 cases. And Italy beats Spain on penalties to reach Euro 2020 final. Now the news in detail. Task force formed to resolve the inter-party dispute over the CPN-UML has begun issue-wise discussion. Member of the task force, Leader Subhas Nembang, informed that the meeting held at Singhadarbar yesterday discussed serious and positive matters. He also said the meeting agreed to continue the discussions. Similarly, Leader Bhim Rawal, representing Madhav Nepal Group, said yesterday's meeting dwelt on issues and remained positive. The task force has been engaging in dialogues to resolve the intra-party dispute soon after it revived. The next meeting of the task force has been called for today. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has urged all to get united to solve the common problems of people, keeping aside political ideologies. Virtually laying the foundation stone for the Ram Raja Prasad Singh Institute of Health Sciences in Rasbiraj of Saptari yesterday, Prime Minister Oli said the Saptari district would not remain underprivileged anymore. The Prime Minister also said economic activities would expedite in the district along with the establishment of the Health and Science Academy. Prime Minister Oli further said the East-West Railway service to be operated in the near future and under construction. Sunkoshi Marine Division would add new dimension of prosperity in Saptari district. Prime Minister Oli also urged the people in the district not to carry any odd sentiments, keeping ethnic and regional feelings. Prime Minister Oli also clarified it should not be made subject of conflict and distress. It is expected that people living in 10 districts along Saptari in the Rai and people living along Nepal-India border area would also benefit from the Ram Raja Prasad Singh Institute of Health Sciences. The number of people recovering from COVID-19 in Nepal has reached nearly 613,000. The Ministry of Health and Population has reported 1,565 cases of full recovery from the infection. This has pushed the recovery rate to 94.6%. Likewise, the Ministry reported additional 2,634 new cases of coronavirus infection in the country in the last 24 hours. Similarly, 15 corona-related deaths were recorded yesterday. As per the Ministry's update, the total number of deaths due to COVID-19 infection reached 9,263 in the country. The Election Commission has decided to resolve the debate over the claims over the official Janata Samajwadi Party by two factions of the party through a bench. The Election Commission will set up a bench within a week and reach to a decision in consultation with lawyers. The decision was reached after the Election Commission held a joint discussion with the two factions, one led by party chair Mahanta Thakur and another led by another chair Upendra Yadav. Earlier, the Election Commission had denied recognizing any of the factions as the officials one. Tribhuvan University has begun to provide recognition and equivalency to the academic certificates obtained from foreign universities and educational institutions via online. Service seekers can apply for recognition and equivalency via the website of the Curriculum Development Center of Tribhuvan University. The Ministry of Physical Infrastructure and Transport has formed a task force to study the damage on roads and bridges caused by the flood and landslide. The seven-member task force, headed by Chief of the Bridge Division under Department of Roads, Deepak Shrestha, will present its recommendations and study report by the 22nd of July. The task force has been asked to assess the damage on bridges caused by flood and landslides triggered by incessant rains. The Kathmandu Metropolitan City has begun administering second dose of Verocell vaccines. 12 vaccination centers in the Kathmandu Valley have been designated to inoculate the vaccine to the elderly citizens aged 60 to 64 years. The second dose of Verocell would be given till Thursday. The district administration offices in Kathmandu Valley have eased the restrictions enforced to curb the COVID-19 infection. Chief District Officer of Kathmandu, Kali Prasad Parazuli, informed that the public vehicles had been ordered not to keep passengers more than their seat capacity and asked to follow all the health security protocols. In the new order, most of the businesses are allowed to run till 6 p.m. Crowd gathering events like seminars, cinema halls, hotels, party palaces are not allowed to operate. However, takeaway and home delivery services from restaurants are allowed till 7 p.m. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Time for short break now.
Nepal Telecom Co 4G. भिडियो कल गर्दा नो बोर्जी नेपाल टेलिकम को फोर्जी
सबैको यो विश्वास हो नि नेपाल टेलिकम को फोर्जी
गेम खेल्दा नि टेन्सन नोजी नेपाल टेलिकम को फोर्जी आफ्नो भन्ने आफ्नै हो जी नेपाल टेलिकम को फोर्जी
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार.
Welcome back. After the short break, we continue with the international updates now. Italy beat Spain on penalties to reach the Euro 2020 final after an enthralling semi-final at Wembley. Italy will play the final match on Sunday with the winner of today's semi-final match between England and Denmark. The World Health Organization, WHO, has warned governments around the world against easing COVID-19 restrictions too soon, saying countries that did so risked paying a heavy price for rushing back to normality. Speaking at a press briefing, the United Nations Health Agency's top emergency expert, Mike Ryan, said a new wave of infections could be around the corner and noted that for much of the world, the pandemic was just getting started. The warnings come amid renewed concerns over the new coronavirus Delta variant first detected in India in April. The United States military left Bagram Airfield, its key base in Afghanistan, in the dead of night without notifying the Afghans, the base new commander said. General Asadullah Kohistani told that the U.S. left Bagram at 3 local time on Friday and that the Afghan military found out hours later. Bagram also contains a prison and there are reportedly up to 5,000 Taliban prisoners left in the facility. The Taliban have been advancing rapidly in Afghanistan as U.S. troops withdraw. General Kohistani said on Monday that Afghan forces were expecting the Taliban to attack Bagram. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain is likely to continue at many places of Province 1, Province 2, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Lumbini Province and at a few places of Karnali Province and Far West Province. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Province 1. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 28.4 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 21 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin, but before we wrap up the headlines once again. task force formed to resolve inter-party dispute of CPN-UML begins issue-wise discussions. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli urges all to get united to solve problems of people keeping aside political ideologies. Health Ministry reports more than 2,634 new COVID-19 cases. And Italy beats Spain on penalties to reach Euro 2020 final. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.nb for more news and online programs. Stay tuned and have a good day.